The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas Crafts of Hilton Head.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Fog Podcast. What is the Fog Podcast, you ask? Is it about the weather? No. Is it about lighthouses? No. No. The Fog Podcast stands for four old guys, and I am one fourth of the Fog team. My name is Dave Pandisio, and I am joined by three of my buddies, 40-plus years of friendship. We are going to go over some incredible stories that we have, and the final story we're going to talk about is, you won't believe it, you won't believe it. But let me introduce Jeff Gibbs as another part of the Fog team. Jeff?
Yeah, that's me, Jeff here. I'm quite proud to be part of the Fog team. Dave, I appreciate you setting this up, and I can't wait to get into it. We've got some whoppers of some stories. I mean, our listeners are not going to believe what's coming out of our mouths. I'm telling you.
They are not. And next to you is Mr. Norm Broder.
All right. Well, Gibby, first of all, I don't believe what comes out of my mouth either, so you know, we're good here. And I want to start out. I'm happy to be here. I'm one of the four old guys, but I want to get something out early in the broadcast here. I can't call Dave Dave. We know him as Bondo.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Gibby. Jeff is Gibby. Yeah. Norm is Bro. So we have one other gentleman that is not with us. He is about 1,300 miles away. But through the magic of technology, we have a satellite linkage that we're typing in the coordinates here. And we're going to try and see if we can hook up with Mr. JT, James Taroli. Are you there, JT?
I hear you, little wise one.
So JT is way down south in Florida, but he joins the Fog Podcast. He is the fourth of the four old guys, and we are happy to have him. We are all set to go, and I'm telling you, the word on the street is...
A lot of excitement out
there. Oh, it's unbelievable. So let's take a listen to this.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, excuse me.
What?
Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about, the Fog Podcast. I'm going to work. Some people have to work.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, miss. Have you heard about the new Fog Podcast?
I have not.
Would you like to know more?
I would. What's the name of it?
Fog Podcast.
F-O-G? Okay. I'd like to know more about it.
Hi, I'm conducting a phone survey to see if you've heard of the great new Fog Podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love the weather map. I love when the cold front comes through and hits the warm front and all the storms start to blossom up on the weather map. Oh my gosh, you guys are doing a great, great job. Just do me a favor, never charge for it, keep it free. Okay, gotta run. Bye.
Okay, I'm on the street. I'm going to see if I can... excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, excuse
me. Please leave me alone.
No, can I just ask you...
Leave me alone.
But are you excited about the Fog...
Officer!
Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
My mom told me not to talk to strangers, you weirdo.
Well, as you can hear...
As I was saying.
Yeah.
A lot of excitement out there.
The hype is just crazy.
I wonder what street that was we were on.
All right, so we are going to dive into this, the origin story of how we met. We're going to take a quick little break, and then we will be right back.
Do you own a beach house or lake house? Or are you just looking for coastal-themed decor to give your place that cozy, ocean-inspired look? Check out Calm Seas of Hilton Head. Calm Seas features small, coastal home decor gifts inspired by the colors of the sea. You'll find a wide variety of homemade items that'll give you that toes in the sand, soaking up the sun kind of feel. Here's Calm Seas creator, Amy Woods.
Hey everyone, I would love it if you would check out my Instagram page and my Etsy page under Calm Seas Crafts, and then my Facebook page under Calm Seas. If you see anything you love, message me, and I can ship my products to you. I also do custom orders, and if you are ever in Hilton Head, visit one of my pop-ups at the local farmers markets. Thanks so much.
Calm seas, where every day's a beach day.
Are you tired of waiting in line at the bank or ATM? Are customer service reps annoying you? Are you just looking for fast, reliable banking services? Look no further than the No Name Bank. The No Name Bank features domestic and international banking with no hassles. At No Name Bank, you'll never have any issues with our service. At No Name Bank, there are no buildings, no lines, no tellers, no ATMs, no mobile apps. Heck, there's not even any money in our vaults because there are no vaults. And you can feel safe about your money because all deposits are FDIC insured. The No Name Bank is just what you're looking for. All you have to do is find us. The No Name Bank. Banking at its best, if you can find us.
All right, boys, we are back.
Oh, boy.
So you wonder what pays for the ability for us to actually do this podcast. Well,
that's it. Right here in the beautiful Lennox studio.
That's right. Coming to you from the Lennox studios. And JT is down there in the satellite office. Are you still with us, JT?
Yes, sir. Sounding good.
All right. So like we said, it's been 40 plus years that we have been friends. And I'm going to just do
it's a little bit more than 40.
Well, I said 40 plus. What do you think? Norm, you came up with it.
Well, I got to tell you, if you're going to talk about origin stories, when's the first time we actually met? And it starts individually, right? And JT, you're going to remember this. You and I met 57 years ago in the basement of the YMCA in Mrs. Grant's kindergarten class. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Don't forget Mr. Grant. Oh,
yeah, there was a Mr. Grant, too. He reminded me of the tall, skinny butler, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you remember what we did during kindergarten, JT?
Well, we're a wild duo, and we would flip things over, and...
he does remember.
We'd flip the table over and make it a fork, and
yes.
Then it was a card table, and then we'd flip over... some type of plastic, like motorcycle thing, and spin the wheels in reverse to make that awful clickety-clackety sound.
You guys are crazy.
It's got a good memory.
And some of our future classmates were in that class. I remember Cheryl Musso was in that class,
okay.
And we used to hide in the fort, and then we'd run out with these little upside-down motorcycle guns, I guess you'd call them, and we'd zap them. Prelude to later events, right? And,
so you guys go way back. That's way before.
57 years.
Played that.
Well, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit further ahead than that because I'm talking about the first time that I met Gibby.
Yeah.
I think it was in cross country.
Okay.
And just take a listen to this.
I hate running. Who was that?
That was you, Gibby. I only knew you from behind. During cross country meets, he was always ahead of me, so I only knew Jeff from behind.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I didn't have much of a stride, as you can tell. That choppy little...
That choppy stride. Yeah, I mean, I knew JT. I don't remember, JT, when you and I met, but we've known each other, I think, longer because our parents were school teachers.
Right,
that was the genesis of us knowing each other. And I can't remember specifically meeting you, per se, but
right.
I think just by osmosis, we've known each other since we were probably 5 years old, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of lived close by, too. You didn't live that far.
Right.
So we used to hang out a lot.
We'd chum together at family gatherings with the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And also at the high school, before they would officially open for school, the week before they'd spend the week getting classrooms ready, getting the teacher's room ready, and we'd kibitz during that time as well.
Yeah, I actually remember
that we were allowed to go in because my dad worked at the high school. They let us go in. They had the trampoline set up in the gymnasium, and we were allowed to go in there and play and bounce on the trampoline. And it was, that was crazy.
Hit that hardwood floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, while you're talking about meeting Gibby, I have a loose recollection, and I don't think it was when we met, but when I when Gibby came on the radar.
Yeah.
So we used to play at Riverbend School. We'd play softball. There was like each homeroom had a teams, right? And I remember Gibby coming in, and he was a new guy at school, right?
Mm, yeah.
And I think you said Mr. Colo, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mr. Yep. Colo, right? So I remember I was in Mrs. Laxo's team, and we weren't so great. And I remember you getting up, and you hit this screecher ball, and it actually went over my head. I was playing shallow on you. Sorry about that. And I go, oh, this guy's got game. As I'm running the other way trying to catch the ball, right? So anyway, that was my first recollection, Gibby.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should mention Riverbend. So we moved up here to Athol back in 74, it was.
Wow.
And it was June, so I figured, all right, my school year is done, not so fast. So I had to enroll in Riverbend, sixth grade, for 12 and a half days.
No kidding.
Yeah. And got into Mr. Colo's class. And I remember some of the guys there, Todd Lanoux.
Okay.
Bruce Aaron.
Yeah.
And some of the guys there. And, you know, some of my early friendships were kind of formed there. Like I can remember palling around with guys named Eddie Gordon.
Yeah.
There was Dan Bacon, him, and Ray Chasen, who was right down the street from me, living on Pleasant Street. And I just wonder if maybe somehow met you, Norm, through Ray, maybe, or through the gang on Pleasant Street. Because I remember going up, and we'd play some poker sometimes at Rocket Fuel Buell's basement.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Paul Martin?
Mallet.
He was there too.
That's right.
And I kind of remember kind of establishing a bit of a relationship that way with, through poker and, wiffle ball.
It took all my money.
Actually, that was Paul.
Oh, that was Paul. Okay.
So
I know it wasn't hard, right?
Bro, what's the story about the clock? The clock, changing the clock?
Oh, yeah. So this is another this involves you. We played poker at different people's houses, okay. And we decided one night.
I know where you're going.
This one night, Fred Bowman was the host, Freddie B.
Yeah.
And
white pond.
Yes, that's right, JT. Right. And I think there were like five or six of us there, and I had just started working.
Yeah, Norm had a real job. He was working at Rodney Hunt.
For my dad.
But it was a real job. I mean, a shirt, and you got to show up on time. And
I think I actually came in with a real briefcase as a joke with a beer. If I remember right. But anyway, so the guys had pre-positioned. I told them, hey, I got to go home early because I got to work.
And I got to work tomorrow. I got to be out of here by 9:30.
My ride in is my dad. I can't miss that, right? So I remember, we're playing poker, and there's this clock on the wall, and I'm watching it, I'm thinking, I gotta leave about 9:00. And at one point I went out to go to the bathroom, and I think unknown to me, the guys all got up and moved that clock hand back like 2 hours.
At different points during the game, Norm would say, hey, what time is it? And we'd look at our watch, it'd be like 9:30, we'd say, oh, it's 7:25, Norm. We're good. Okay, so we must have played for 3 or 4 hours, right? It was almost midnight.
And then they let me in on it. And I'm like, oh, I got to get home, man. I got to get home.
Oh, that must have been a rough next day at work. But
you saw my work output. You wouldn't worry too much.
All right, so that's kind of a little bit of the origin story. We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we got some other stuff to talk about, and then we're going to wrap our very first episode. But we will be right back after this.
Do you own a beach house or lake house? Or are you just looking for coastal-themed decor to give your place that cozy, ocean-inspired look? Check out Calm Seas of Hilton Head. Calm Seas features small, coastal home decor gifts inspired by the colors of the sea. you'll find a wide variety of homemade items that'll give you that toes in the sand, soaking up the sun kind of feel. Look for Calm Seas pop-ups in Sea Pines on Hilton Head Island every Tuesday from 10 to 2, or search Calm Seas on Facebook, Instagram, or Etsy. Calm Seas, where every day's a beach day.
And now back to the Fog Podcast.
All right, we are back with the four old guys. Maybe you said you got a story.
Quick recollection.
Go.
A little bit of an origin story about JT, how JT kind of got on the radar. And JT, you know, chime in here if this rings a bell with you, but I can remember freshman class phys ed, you know, Winnie McDonald, and it's wrestling season, right? So, yeah, we got the mats down. We're he's picking people, and he picks me against a guy named Brian Wolfenden, who's he and I used to play baritone in the band together. Now Brian's this stocky guy, and you know I thought I was a bit of an athlete, right? I'm gonna tear this guy up. So we come out on the mat, and you know, Wolfenden basically picks me up, throws me down, and sits on me.
Had you for dinner.
30 seconds. So, damn, that country boy is strong. So, and you know, Winnie being Winnie, he's like, oh, don't worry, Jeff, give you another try. So you're like, next class. All right, Gibbs and Wolfenden. And he wipes me out again. So finally he says, all right, Tiroli, you take on Wolfenden. Now, Tiroli's like 6'1½", all of 135 pounds, right? And I'm thinking, oh, Wolfenden's going to snap this guy like a twig. Well, let me tell you, JT comes out on the mat, and he's the Tasmanian devil. Wolfenden didn't know how many guys he was fighting. Wolfenden, you know, JT was
a big
behind
cloud of dust.
He's like nine arms, and he's all over. He throws Wolfenden down, pins him.
Is that where he got the nickname Spider-Man? Remember that, JT?
It must. I couldn't believe this.
All arms and legs.
Do you remember that, JT?
You must remember that.
I don't remember that. No, I don't.
That wasn't the highlight.
I remember Brian Wolfenden, though, because he was very resident. He didn't look anything special.
Oh, but.
But he was strong as an ox.
He's strong country boy. But JT, yeah. You took him down, man. You took him down and you had him pinned. And to this day, he still don't know what hit him, how many guys there were.
Did JT wink to you after? I got him, Gibby.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great story. All right. So we're going to fast forward a little bit to a point in our lives when we actually kind of solidified our friendship. I was a freshman in 1978, and I was looking at some pictures. So I know I was on the freshman basketball team with Coach Eddie Davidson, and you guys were up a year. You guys, because I'm the youngest of the four old guys. Let's just make that clear. So I wasn't on the freshman year. I wasn't with you guys. So I think in 1979, that's when we kind of came together. And now cross country came before basketball. So I think that's really where we met. That's kind of where we became friends. And like we said in the beginning, we have a lot of crazy stories to tell. And one of the stories, one of the things that really solidified our friendship and made it last throughout the years is the fact that we formed a rock band during cross country.
Yeah, it was a rock band. It was a real rock band.
It was a real rock band.
Yep.
You remember that, JT?
Vaguely,
yeah. So we were at a cross country meet. And after the meet, the four of us were in the back of the bus. Somebody had a
boombox
kind of thing. Yeah. And we were, I don't know how it happened, but we were playing music and we formed this band called Oz, which stands for Athol High School. Yeah. We just named it Oz. Yeah. And I just remember, it's foggy. The fog, it's foggy.
But Let me interrupt for a second. Do you know what inspired the name Oz? Because I think I've got this right. So when you're running the cross country trail, right? You do 3/4 of the lap on the cinder track, and then you're out through the gate. You're heading into the neighborhood.
Yes.
What do you run right past? There's this big smokestack, right? Next to the right next to the kitchen.
Yes.
And what's it say? AHS.
There you go.
That was our inspiration.
We figured there was a low promotional cost to this, right? It was already up there, right?
It was already up there. So today on the way into town to the Lennox Studios, I took a peek over there. I didn't see the smokestack. Maybe I had a bad angle. I'm sure it's still there.
It must be.
And I'm sure our band's name is still emblazoned.
I'm sure it is. As a matter of fact, I think, JT, you're off the hook, but the three of us are going to go run the old course afterwards, aren't we? 2.9 miles? All right, maybe not run.
Cue to Gibby running.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, those footsteps. So anyway, do you have any... Go ahead.
Well, before we do that, I wanted to... Because this is a audio only podcast,
right? Yeah.
We came up with a logo where we changed the S to a Z.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think that was inspired more by your love of
Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss.
S is in the probably would. I don't know, copyright infringement or something. But
no, I'm pretty sure Mark Wright trademarked that. So I'm pretty sure that's all ours.
Okay, that's ours, yeah.
We'll check with the patent office.
Yeah, so that was the logo, big A-H and then an S like in the KISS logo.
Yeah.
And so we formed this band, and I don't know how it came about, but we actually made a rock video in November. We shot it in November of 1979. And the amazing thing about this, which I actually looked up, MTV didn't even start until August 1st of 1980. So there were no music videos. So I don't know where we came up with this idea to, you know, it's not like we were inspired by MTV because it wasn't around yet. We were blazing the trails, guys.
We were way out ahead.
Wow.
But what... One thing I recollect about, you know, as we're talking about cross country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so, yes, yes.
So we were all into sports, right? We all played. And
we were jocks.
We were all athletes, let's face it.
Okay. To varying degrees, we believed in ourselves. is that fair?
We were jocks.
So, but I think the essence of cross country for us was it bridged us between seasons where we really cared. And we would play soccer.
Yeah.
We would look forward to these bus rides and really the camaraderie that we all had.
And we forgot about what happened at the end of that bus ride.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
that's right.
We have to discuss that. Yes. So we're having a rousing rock and roll party in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
I don't think our coach was really too excited about having that party. Dude,
I think we lost that meet, didn't we?
Probably. So we're walking in. We got off the bus. We're walking in.
Hold on. We did get to stop at Mickey D's on the way, right? And Mickey D's was having a promotion, right?
That's right.
So they were giving out stickers and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
At Mickey D's. So what better for a bunch of bored bus riders than to do something with all our stickers?
Yes.
So, JT.
Yes, that was a
and
thing.
Also,
JT,
also,
pick it up from there.
Yeah.
Also, what helped fuel the angst of the coach was that the rest of the team, we were quote-unquote, you know, the four, you know, leaders or whatever.
Right. Good point.
You two guys are really good runners. I was just good. I was just there to get in shape for basketball.
That's why I was there.
I'm not sure which two you're referring to, JT, but point well taken.
Jeff and I just looked over our shoulders.
Absolutely. I only knew you guys from the back. I just knew you from the back of your head.
But most of the team was younger.
Right.
But they were our groupies.
Yeah.
We were the band members, and they were the groupies.
Absolutely.
Added fuel to the fire.
They were an audience on a moving bus. They really have a lot of opportunity.
Captive audience, absolutely.
Captive audience,
yeah,
I think.
But, yeah.
So anyway, on that bus ride, JT, somebody got it into their head that it would be fun to put your hood over your head and wrap, you know, athletic tape around you and put stickers on your head. Do you recall any of that?
They were eyeballs.
Big eyeballs.
Yes.
Yes. I was Yep, I was in a total fog to what was going on.
Oh, I yeah. said it.
So there's the picture right there. We have JT with his hooded sweatshirt over his head. You can't see his face. He's got two sticker eyeballs up on his forehead. We get off the bus. And
we all think this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's laughing.
Oh, we're laughing.
It's the greatest time
yes.
of all.
Oh, and so we're making our way up to walk back into the school, and our coach stops and turns.
And right before you go into the locker room.
Yes, right before you go in.
We're all right huddled behind yeah. you, know, waiting to walk right through that door.
Yeah, and we're all definitely in a huddle. And he starts tearing into us, our coach.
Right? And the red lasers are shooting out of his eyes.
Oh, he tore into us. And we were trying to suppress laughter because we kept looking over at JT. And he's standing there with these two sticker eyeballs looking up. And we are getting chewed out like, you guys are supposed to be the leaders of this team.
He was up one side of those seniors. Merciless.
It was hilarious.
And the funny thing was, I think JT was the tallest of all of us.
Yes.
So he stood out.
And he was a beacon.
And he was a beacon of hope. And he had his head down, so the eyes were level with the coaches.
Oh,
so,
man.
I was so happy I had that hood over my head.
Exactly.
We were getting there so bad.
Oh, so that's a good way to end episode one, I think. We kind of covered the...
Yeah, classic. That's a good wrap on the origin story.
Yes, absolutely. So we kind of covered the origins, and on the next episode, we're going to really dive deeper into the formation of the band and how we came up with the music video and what happened. But... don't forget, I mean, you got to stay tuned to this entire podcast because the story we're going to tell you later on down the line, you're not going to believe it. And if we didn't have photographic proof, you would not believe it. So this story is going to end it up the ultimate, you know, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's you got to stick around. So thanks, everyone, for listening to episode one of the Fog Podcast, Four Old Guys. And we will catch you on episode two. Thanks a lot for listening. The Fog Podcast has been brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head.
The Fog Podcast is a Gibral Pandoli production and is recorded at Lennox Studios in beautiful downtown Athol, Massachusetts. The Fog Podcast is produced by Norm Broder, Jeff Gibbs, Dave Pinicio, and James Taroli. All comedy bits and commercials were written and produced by the Fog Podcast crew. The Fog Podcast theme, Night Thunder, is performed by Abby Noyes. All sound effects and royalty-free music are courtesy of Upbeat. Thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Natalie Heath.